Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to my first blog in 2018. The title of my blog post is Remember to Remember. I pressed the pause button back in December 22nd. Away from my writing cave and laptop, I grabbed the opportunity to observe what was going on around me. With my pen and notebook never far away, I scribbled my thoughts. Out there in the vast metropolis of creativity and business, there seemed a frantic build-up weeks before the festive holiday. Must reflect on the past year, must build a strategy for the year ahead, must not miss out on my success and achievements for 2018. So much to change. Must get fit, hit the gym, and start yoga at dawn. Gotta do, gotta push. Must not stop until I see results. My question, why? What about allowing ourselves time to let go, reflect, completely refresh, so we can hit the start button and start over? As you have your areas of responsibility, equally as a writer, storyteller, blogger and speaker, I must ensure certain plans are already in place before 2018 began. Outside of these particular dates, I make a conscious decision not to rush headlong into productivity. I want to feel the anticipation of possibilities and opportunities in my particular world. But at the start of each new year, I allow myself to get comfortable about the days and months ahead. Only then can I visualize and write down what is on my horizon of focus, change and growth. Most importantly, I want to feel ready to action what I need to do to get me to my destination. What about considering what it means to be authentically me or you? Surely how we live and work each day counts for something that is uniquely special to us. There is an art to learning the skills of life. It takes time. While pics and posts of gotta do keep appearing across all the social media platforms and in the media, it does not define who we are, nor does it mean we have to jump straight in onto someone else's bandwagon. As I write, I'm smiling, for I am reminded of the famous 1980s Cadbury's caramel chocolate advert with Rabbit and Mr. Beaver. Hey, Mr. Beaver, why are you beavering around? Take it easy, nice and slow. My message to both myself and to you, dear listeners, for 2018. Trust we are moving forward in our way and on our terms, and all will be well. Wishing each of you the happiest, healthiest of 2018.